This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
A 60-year-old woman from Rice Lake, Wisconsin has been reported missing, last seen in Ashland. Toni Peterson was last seen in Ashland on Monday morning and may still be in the area. Peterson reportedly left her residence at Woodstone Senior Living without notice, leaving behind a note suggesting suicidal intent. She's believed to be driving a gray 2020 Honda CR-V with Wisconsin license plate AKL-4656. Her family suspects she may be in northern Wisconsin, specifically around Ashland. Toni Peterson is described as 5 feet 5 inches tall, with gray shoulder-length hair and blue eyes, possibly wearing glasses. If you see her, please contact 911. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce about the upcoming Turkey Trot.
The Turkey Trot 5K Walker Run, it's a fun event. It is not professionally timed, so there's no pressure there. But our first male and female finisher who cross the line are going to get a nice prize, which includes a pie and a $50 Quick Trip gift card. Nice. So if you're traveling or you forgot to bring something, you'll have that gift card then that you can go and take care of some stuff.
Yeah.
We have some really wonderful door prize baskets that were donated that we will be raffling off to anyone who registers or attends. And if you'd like to get extra entries into that basket, we are going to be collecting donations for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, and you'll get an additional entry into our door prize raffle for every canned good or non-perishable item that you bring.
Nice.
So that is going to be on Thanksgiving Day. The check-in opens at 8 a.m. and the actual walk run begins at 9. And that is a rain, snow, or shine event. So come prepared for any elements.
7 Democrats are vying to represent the 6th Congressional District. Lisa Hale has a story on one of them.
On August 11th, 2026, Wisconsinites will head to the polls to cast their ballots in primaries across the state. One of the primaries that's already collected a wide field of candidates is the Democratic primary for 6th Congressional District. Joey Marshall, 42, who lives in rural Washera County, is one of 7 candidates vying to take on incumbent Glenn Grothman in November. Marshall says politics aren't in his wheelhouse, but he feels normal, average working-class people are not being represented in the nation or in the 6th Congressional District.
I've always been taught when I was younger that if you want something done, you either do it or you deal with it and keep your mouth shut.
Since April, Marshall has been holding town hall-style meetings.
But I wanted to get out there and let our community know what was going on, like with all the dose cuts and all the different things that were happening so fast in our government that I could barely keep up and I was paying attention.
Marshall says his primary platform is making sure everyone in the 6th Congressional District and the nation has quality, affordable health care. Human rights and affordability are also top of mind for Marshall. He says the Trump administration's tariff policy has harmed the 6th Congressional District.
The majority of the area is farming. If not farming, it's manufacturing. Both of those are affected by tariffs.
Marshall considers himself an everyman. The 6th CD stretches from Manitowoc, Sheboygan, and Ozaukee counties to Columbia, Marquette, and Washera counties in the west. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
On October 31st, Wisconsin became the 36th state to have a law requiring districts to prohibit phone use during instructional time at schools. According to a report from WJFW, the Shawamigan School District has always had a cell phone policy, with the most recent update being last year, as Governor Evers signed a bill requiring districts to have a policy that bans cell phones during instructional time. Shawamigan District Administrator Kyle Cronin explained that the district will have to check its policy. Cronin said, quote, "We do have a policy in place right now. We're going to have to go back and take a look at our policy to make sure it complies with the law. But for the most part, students at least elementary through middle school are not allowed to have their phones on them during the day, end quote. In the Shawangunk School District's policy, high school students can have their phones on them during the day, as many have a work study or job. An exception to the rule includes students in need of their phone for medical reasons. With the new law, educators and public school districts are backed at a higher level when it comes to setting cell phone policies. Under the bill, public schools in Wisconsin will be required to adopt a policy banning cell phones during class time by July 1st. Like to bake? Well, the Lugerville School / Community Center Committee wants you to donate some pies for an auction. This will be taking place November 22nd at 8 p.m. over at South Fork Bar and Grill, but they would ask that you please start bringing pies at 2 p.m. Hunters are welcome, and the committee thanks you very, very much. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 22nd at 8 p.m. over at South Fork Bar and Grill. However, if you would like to bring pies for the auction, they would like you to start bringing them at 2 p.m. Another Safe Haven baby box is coming to Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has more.
Another Safe Haven baby box is coming to Wisconsin. There are only 7 in the state. The furthest east is in Reedsburg and the furthest north in Green Bay. The 8th location will be closer to the center of the state.
I'm so excited that this is going to happen in Wisconsin Rapids, and I can't wait to get the ball rolling.
Local resident Linda Casper has been working with city leaders for at least 6 months to bring a Safe Haven baby box to the area. These climate-controlled boxes contain a bassinet and are installed in a secure location like a police or fire department. They allow parents to surrender an infant anonymously without prosecution. The first baby box in the state to receive an infant happened in Racine last month.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A victory for the Golden Eagles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles beat Southern University in Milwaukee 100-82. Head coach Shaka Smart.
The way that we've built our roster, the way we've built our team, we have quite a few young guys, meaning freshmen and sophomores, that, let's be honest, their best basketball is ahead of them. But the way to get to that, they need some game reps. They need some opportunity.
The Badgers play tomorrow night against Northern Illinois in Madison. It's the Bucks and the Bulls at Fiserv Forum tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers have reviewed the tape of their loss to Carolina. I talked to linebacker Rashawn Gary.
You know, as a defense, Deshaun got the field. We understood, how they wanted to attack us. We just got to be better at getting off the field. That's one thing that frustrated, me. But we're going to come back, correct it, because we got a big game coming up.
It's the Packers and the Eagles at Lambeau Field on Monday Night Football with Sports on Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of an off-and-on shower today, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 40s this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers, maybe even a flurry or two mixing in where temperatures drop down into the low 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.